Hi there, this is Tracy. My channel is dedicated to you to help you understand what happened in a narcissistic abuse relationship and how you can change things, how you can get better, how you can move on. And that's what I'm here to share with you. So subscribe to my channel if you haven't yet already. Today we're going to talk about the hardest part about narcissist abuse. I talk to clients all the time, and it is so scary to learn that it wasn't real. Like, is that the hardest thing for you to understand? All of the things that happened after we've learned about narcissist abuse were things, but the fact that someone can actually pretend to love you, I have had people that have been married for 40 years and they took the abuse and they still believed inside of them that this person was just having a bad day or that they were somehow, there were excuses, right? Don't say that there weren't. We made excuses for their bad behavior. And learning that after we made excuses for them, we accepted what they did, we were, you know, kind and loving and nurturing, and they backstabbed and stole and lied and cheated, but it wasn't real. None of it was real. And so that is just like the total brain, I'm not gonna say that word, but you know what I'm talking about. It really messes with your head to find out that the person that you've been married to for 6 minutes or 60 years wasn't really in love with you and that they were using you. I want you to know something, and I want you to think this through. Even though it wasn't real for them, it was real for you. And that's important to keep in mind, because just because they didn't take your relationship seriously, it doesn't mean that you didn't. You know how to love. You had nothing to do at fault here. You are strong. You are resilient, and you will be okay. The fact that they lied, and that's their life. That's their life, and that is their existence for the rest of their life. Nothing will ever be real. Do you understand that? The people that they are onto, the next one after you or five after you, it's not real. So where it wasn't real for you, don't be sitting there worried about this new person. The new supply is getting the old person that you used to love, and that one that you wanted back, and you waited and you waited and you waited and they never came. But what you felt was real, validate yourself that this was real and there's no excuse for their behavior, but you did nothing wrong. Really important to know that, really important to take care of yourself and honor yourself, because it hurts so much to learn that everything that you did, every attempt that you made to be with this person wasn't real. So, if we want to take control of that, we can't control how they are. We can't do anything about what happened yesterday, but we can take a hold of today. We can take a hold of our own emotions and say, they might have been faking it, but I was real. Everything about it was on my side real. And while that hurts even more, it somehow doesn't, by thinking and changing the way you're thinking, it doesn't make it as painful, because you're taking responsibility for your own feelings and accepting them. You were in love. You wanted the love of your parent. Whatever it was, you have accountability, and your accountability is that you were real. So accept that. Nurture yourself with the thought that they might have been faking it, but you didn't. And I know that makes it hurt more, But at the same time, it takes back control that you need. You need this to move on. So subscribe to my channel. I will have lots more inspirational stuff that we're going to do this year. This is Tracy Malone, and visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. We've got resources for every single state. If you need counseling, if you need help, just be there and keep learning, because you are the most important thing. Thank you. This is Tracy. That's all I got.